The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
What do we understand, or what does it mean to shine brighter? To shine brighter means to emit or reflect light at more intensity. Say, more intensity. Now, there is difference between shining and shining brighter. Praise the Lord. So when you shine at more intensity, it shows that you are more than your contemporaries. It's not that people are not doing the same thing you are doing, but there is something significant about your own shining. And I pray that you'll be a candidate of shining brighter in the name of Jesus. What does it mean to shine brighter? To shine brighter means to be distinguished among others. To be distinguished among others. And to shine brighter also means to be apparent or relevant. And I pray tonight, every one of us seated and those watching us tonight, we all shall be relevant and apparent in the name of Jesus. A louder amen. Like I said, it's a prayer meeting. And as the prayers are coming out, I want us to give a shining brighter amen. I said tonight, we shall be relevant in the name of Jesus. Now, I once read about a popular man called Joel Osteen. And this man was saying that at a point in his life, he was so confused. He was disturbed about on not making it in time. Things were just confused. And God just opened his eyes and said that problem that you are seeing, I've created you to be more better than the problem. Praise the Lord. And the book of Proverbs, God opened his eyes to the book of Proverbs chapter 4. And God told him that the path of the just is what? It's like a shining light. And it didn't just stop there. That shine brighter and brighter. And this man further said that is the Bible says that the path of me does not connote that it should shine in the morning and not shine in the afternoon. That is every day, both the morning, the afternoon, and the night, my path must what? Must shine. And he held up to this word. And I pray someone is seeing this word, and it will come to manifestation in our lives in the name of Jesus. Our anchor text for this month is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. I'll be making do of verse 7 and verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 10. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. That is, when we have wisdom, what do we have? We possess glory. Our Father was charging us yesterday, and he made the word an opposite. That the opposite of wisdom is what? Foolishness. May we never be foolish tonight in the name of Jesus. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, the Bible says, but God had revealed unto them, unto us, God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. That is, this wisdom cannot just jump on you without you possessing the words, the Spirit of God. And the Bible said, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Even the writer screamed and said, what? Yea, the what? The hidden things. That is, the Spirit of God, when it dwells or when it comes upon a man, it doesn't just perform natural things. That person or that candidate continues to perform what? Supernatural things. Can we say to ourselves, I am possessing the Spirit of wisdom, and my light will shine brighter. Now, I haven't gotten this understanding. Why must you and I, or why must you shine brighter? Please, I want us to see to every key word. Not that, why must you shine? Why must you shine what? Brighter. And we have said that to shine brighter means what? Is what? To shine or to reflect light in what? In more intensity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, why you and I must shine brighter is to shine brighter makes you stand out or unique. I believe someone is hearing me. To shine brighter makes you to be what? To be stand out or unique. Number two, the world will get direction on what to do by observing you. The Bible says, ye are the light of the world. So imagine the person God has destined to shine light and now giving another type of light. So what are you preaching to the world? So that is, the world will get direction when they what? They observe you. And the Bible says, let your light so shine among who? Please, I don't know, Bible scholar, among who? Is it our family member or to yourself? That they might see what? Your good works. Don't forget in 1 Corinthians, the power of wisdom is to empower us with what? Glory. So when we shine among men, what will happen? We will reflect God's what? Glory. Hallelujah. Number four. What does it mean to shine brighter? It is when you shine brighter that you become relevant. Hallelujah. Can we say it with me? When I shine brighter, when I shine brighter, I become relevant. Praise the Lord. Let us open to the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 5b. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5b. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'll be reading from Modern English Version. Please let us follow with this King James. Chapter 2, verse 15b, rather, sorry, verse 15b. Amen. Now, it says here, hold forth the word of life, that I may rejoice on the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored. Oh, sorry. Praise the Lord. Verse 5, sorry. Let the mind be in you all, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let the mind be in you all, which is also in what? In Christ Jesus. And the Bible made us understand, as Jesus commences his earthly ministry, what happened to him? He grew in what? In wisdom. So when we are living our life, the life we are living is not our life again. We have to live the life of Christ. And what are those things about Christ? Christ lived a life of what? Wisdom. Most believers are not blessed today because they don't really understand who Christ is. A popular preacher was saying, Jesus Christ lived two kinds of life. He lived a life of principle. You have to understand the principle of Jesus and the presence of Jesus. So most of us as a believer, we carry the presence of Jesus. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. It gets to some point that Jesus also practicalized on principles. He walked. He said, I will walk the Father, the work of my Father. Now, it's not that he said, I will walk the work of my Father later. Praise the Lord. So sometimes we need to practicalize the principles of Jesus Christ. And I see God opening our understanding tonight in the name of Jesus. Brethren, I want us to know that to shine brighter in life and destiny, we need what? Wisdom. Everybody say wisdom. At the introduction yesterday, our father said wisdom is the what? Principal thing. Wisdom is the what? Principal thing. Let us open to the book of John chapter 1 verse 5. The book of John chapter 1 verse 5. The Bible says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it what? Not. I pray darkness will not comprehend our light in the name of Jesus. Can we say a better amen? Amen. That is, even in the midst of troubles, when we have the wisdom of God, our light what? We shine. Say to yourself, my light is shining even in the midst of darkness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What is wisdom? Wisdom helps to overcome limitation and obstacles. Wisdom helps to overcome limitations and obstacles. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. Forsake her not. This passage is talking about wisdom. Forsake her not. Let us read together. One, two, go. Forsake her not, and she will do what? She will preserve thee. Let us continue then. Love her, and she shall what? Keep thee. So when you love wisdom, the first thing is we do it is what? It will preserve you. And the next one, when you love it again, what will it do? It will what? Keep you. Then let us see verse 7. Very interesting. Wisdom is the principal thing. Most of all, we go to this place and forget the previous one. Something that you have not loved, there's no way it will manifest. Praise the Lord. You have not loved someone and you're expecting reciprocal. That person will not reciprocate. Let me use this analogy. You are having an intention for a lady in your heart. This lady you like or you love the girl, but you have not proposed. How do you want the same level or the amount of quantity of love that you have that same person will reciprocate? Please, is it possible? No. Except the Spirit of God, which is very rare. So when you love wisdom, it will preserve you and also what? Keep you. Let us go back to that verse 7. It said, wisdom is the what? Principal thing. And the Bible now said, therefore, get wisdom. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all thy getting, get what? Understanding. I pray that God will open our understanding tonight in the name of Jesus. A powerful amen. Our Father once says that when we are wisdom deficient, it's equal or the same as what? Wisdom bankruptcy. May we never be bankrupt of wisdom in the name of Jesus. Wisdom, what is wisdom? Wisdom guarantees triumph in life and destiny. To be successful in life and destiny, we need what is called wisdom. And what we understand by wisdom, wisdom delivers result. Praise the Lord. Wisdom delivers result. Can we say wisdom delivers result? So when you try so many things to work out and it's not working out, what did the Bible say? Ask. Is anybody in need of wisdom? Let him do what? Let him ask. It doesn't say let him knock. Let him use the mouth to ask. And I see God giving unto us in Jesus' name. In Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Let us check the scripture. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3. Praise the Lord. And they that be wise shall shine. There is something about this shining. Say to yourself, in this month of May, I'm talking to those that are ready for an encounter this night. In this month of May, I will shine and my shining shall be brighter. Let us go back to that scripture. And they that shall be wise shall shine as the brightness. So you can see these two twins. When we see shining, brightness must follow it. You must not just, for instance now, can you compare the light of your Android phone with the light this thing we deliver? No. Fine, you will still see with that light, but the lights are not what, they are incomparable. So, and they that shall be wise shall be shine as brightness of the firmament. How many of us have tried to look at the sun during the afternoon? How many of us can, like, 10 minutes? Or let me come to 3 minutes? No. Because the brightness is so enormous, it's too bright, that no one can behold the glory. And that is how our glory shall be this month in the name of Jesus. I say your light will shine and even brighter in the name of Jesus. Because of time, let us really go to the dimensions of wisdom. Dimensions of wisdom in James chapter 8, verse 15. James chapter 8, verse 15 is going to give us the we are going to be setting a base on that. James chapter 3, verse 15. Sorry, I beg your pardon. James chapter 3, verse 15. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I will read here. He said, this wisdom descends not from above, but it is earthly, unspiritual, and devilish. Hallelujah. Let us read it. The wisdom descended not from above, but it is earthly, sensual, and devilish. So we are going to be opening our understanding to the dimensions of wisdom. Number one is what? Earthly. Say earthly. Sensual and devilish. Hallelujah. What is earthly wisdom? I will quickly run through this. Earthly wisdom is also called common sense. Say to your neighbor, common sense. You know, some of us, we have used this word. Don't you have common sense? When you see something that is dirty, it doesn't show that you should continue using it. You have to work. Common sense tells that you should clean it before you continue the usage. Hallelujah. So an example is when a mother gives birth, there's no school that a new baby will go, that this is your mommy's breast, suck it. Immediately the mouth touches it, he or she knows how to do the other programming. Praise the Lord. That is just common sense. Say to your neighbor, common sense. Number two, sensual wisdom. Sensual wisdom has to do with wisdom from school, from any institution or our intellectual. Sensual wisdom, to be summarized, is wisdom that we get from our education. And this wisdom only secured from a long years of study. Praise the Lord. And one thing about this sensual wisdom, as beautiful as it is, running from secondary school to be to graduate, masters, and the host of other certificates, they are what? Limited. Praise the Lord. This sensual wisdom is limited in scope. Imagine a king just brought out someone from the prison. Come and tell me that dream. I need the answer to this dream. Please, what type of school do you expect that person to go to understand the type of dream? Please, how many of us study dream in our school? Nobody. There's no course that is called maybe dream 101. No. We are still going to get there. Praise the Lord. So this sensual wisdom, I've seen so many people with different titles, PhD, they will say, let us appreciate our father, chairman, PhD. They will count all the certificates. Praise the Lord. But all the certificates are good as they are still what? Limited. Praise the Lord. And the last one that we read in the book of James chapter 3 verse 15, we have devilish wisdom. And this wisdom is diabolical. It's a diabolical wisdom which comes from the Satan. It's satanic in nature. May we never possess that kind of wisdom in Jesus' name. But I'm glad to introduce to you this night. I don't know if you are happy to introduce to you the wisdom from above. Hallelujah. If you are happy, shout hallelujah. The wisdom from above is from God. And this wisdom changes our lives and transforms it. Praise the Lord. You know, there is different when something changes, it can go back to its vomit again. But when your life is changed and transform, you will never remain the same again. And I pray such wisdom will descend upon us tonight in the name of Jesus. I say such wisdom is deposited in our life in the name of Jesus. Let us quickly see Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 12. Amen. If you are blessed tonight, shout hallelujah. For wisdom is a defense. Can we say that? For wisdom is a what? It's a defense. And money is a defense. But the excellency of... Let us continue, please. But the excellency... Alright. Excuse me. Alright, what I want to make do is... Wisdom is a what? It's a defense. Hallelujah. Most people acquire wealth. But do you know that most time, money cannot do everything? Some people say money answereth all things. If money answereth all things, Pharaoh wouldn't have called upon Joseph. Daniel wouldn't have been identified if money could have done what he did. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to us tonight? So most time or sometimes, wisdom serves as a what? As a defense. Look at that woman that saved the people of Israel. She was the one that killed their enemy. She used wisdom so that she and her family will be saved later. Please, are you following me tonight? So sometimes you don't just have to apply your sensual wisdom. That's why the Bible says wisdom is what? Principal in mathematics means wisdom is the core thing. Above all other three wisdom that we have. With this number four, wisdom is what? Is number one. So it now says, if you are going to get anything in your gettings, that is in life, we are going to get several things. We are going to get sensual wisdom. We need common sense. We need wealth. Get what? Understanding. I pray God is releasing to someone tonight in the name of Jesus. Without wasting much of our time, let us see examples of people who operated by wisdom and their light shines brighter. Once again, say to yourself, my light will shine brighter in this month. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number one is Jesus. Number one is Jesus. Our Lord Jesus Christ operated in unusual kind of wisdom such that he was an amazement to everybody around him. Even his parents cannot define his personality. They will take him out. In a few minutes, they won't see him again. Delivering his father's job. Doing the work. He got a time, he told his mother, my time is not yet come. I will still work, but it's not yet my time. But when he did the work, everybody was amazed. That the chief of the ceremony said, where did you put this kind of wine? Imagine Jesus has appeared early. He knows when to appear. He didn't apply just common sense, but he applied what? An above what? Wisdom. And I pray that God will release upon us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Another person we'll be discussing is Isaac. Isaac in Genesis chapter 26. Genesis chapter 26 from verse 12 to 14. Genesis chapter 26 from verse 12 to 14. The Bible says, "And then Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him." I pray such wisdom that God will give to you and I tonight, people will envy us in the name of Jesus. And this supernatural and divine wisdom will descend upon us tonight in the name of Jesus. Isaac was a man that was mega blessed, not in his homeland though, but in a foreign land. Many of us here, we are here to sojourn, and I pray that we shall be mega blessed in the name of Jesus, because he connected himself with what? Divine wisdom. And in the name of Jesus Christ, before we leave this mountain tonight, we shall be blessed with divine wisdom in Jesus' name. Don't forget that we are in a prayer season. Number three is Joseph. Number three is Joseph. We are going to love this man. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 38 to 46. Genesis 41, verse 38. The Bible says, "And Pharaoh said to his servant, 'Can we find anyone like this man, in which is the Spirit of God?' I pray even the unbelievers will see the glory and the wisdom of God upon your life in Jesus' name." And verse 39. "And Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'Since God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you.'" There is no one as discerning, as discreet. While I was studying this passage, I just have this thought. What if Joseph had given another type of story? Pharaoh would still believe it. Do you know that? Because God has given him that wisdom to back up his revelation. I pray God will make you and I a solution to problems in the name of Jesus. We are still reading verse 41. I will quickly move. "And Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'See, I have set you over all the lands of Egypt.' Pharaoh took off his ring and everything." Let us move to verse 46. Verse 46. "And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout the land of Egypt." Someone that was held, that was captured in prison, now moving as a free man. I see God delivering us from every oppression tonight in the name of Jesus. I said everything that has held us down, this guy was just 30 years. He has been troubled over and over many years. But one day, God secure his deliverance. And I pray you and I will secure our deliverance tonight in the name of Jesus. How many of us desire wisdom? How many of us want to shine brighter and brighter? Now, let us quickly move. How to operate in this wisdom? If your desire is to move in wisdom and to shine, not only shining, but in brightness, how to operate in this wisdom? Number one is prayer. Praise the Lord. Is what? Prayer. Say to your fellow men, prayer. Prayer. I must say that the 95% of Jesus' work that he did before he left was prayer. Very little thing. You say Jesus departed and withdrew himself from his disciples to pray. He withdrew himself to pray. Sometimes he will come encourage them. Can't you just wait for just 1 hour? That is, prayer is a work, and I pray that God will release upon us the spirit of prayer in Jesus' name. We are going to be visiting the book of James chapter 1 verse 5, but before that, I want us to know that if you are not praying, you don't desire wisdom. That's why I said from the foundation of this teaching that we are in a praying season and in a prayer meeting, and I see God releasing us to prayers tonight in Jesus' name. I come again. If you are not praying, you do not desire wisdom. That is, those of us that rose up and when it's time for us to pray, we are not praying, we don't desire wisdom. And I pray that God will give us wisdom in Jesus' name. So let us now visit James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, maybe we are confronted in any area of our life. The Bible says what? Let him ask of who? Of God. If you check our number four dimension of wisdom, it is called what? Wisdom from what? Above. And who giveth wisdom from above? Jesus. And he said, that giveth to all men liberally without any cost, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. So if we are still operating in struggling, it's because we have not what? Asked for that wisdom. The Bible said, ye pray, but and receive not, because we do what? We pray amiss. That is, there are some type of prayer we should pray. Imagine somebody looking up to God for the fruit of the womb and praying that, God, in this year, I must buy land, I must build house. Those things are good, but the wisdom requires that it focuses on the major one. There's something we call scale of preference. When you want to pray, you should take note of the pressing one. Hallelujah. And one thing that I want us to know, that we can call to God for wisdom and he will answer us in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus, or God, is the custodian of wisdom and is ready to give to anybody that asks. The Bible said, ask and it shall be what? Given unto you. How many of us are ready to ask tonight? I see God releasing unto us in the name of Jesus. Finally, until you are ready to pray, you are not ready for the wisdom of God. And as we pray tonight, I see God releasing his wisdom upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. Just before we round up, let us read James chapter 3, verse 17. Just 17 of the last verse we just left now. James chapter 3, he said, but the wisdom that is from above is what? Is pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be what? Entreated, full of what? Mercy. And good fruits, without what? Partiality. That was what happened to Joseph. And what? Without hypocrisy. So many revealer as revealed to Pharaoh, he would have believed them. He was not convinced enough about their revelation. But when Joseph came, he didn't speak twice. He just spoke once, that this is the revelation I'm saying about your dream. And Pharaoh believed him. I see God making you solution once again via the grace of wisdom in the name of Jesus. I said, I see God releasing the grace for wisdom to shine brighter in this month in the name of Jesus. Shall we rise up on our feet if you are blessed tonight? As we go quickly to ask for this spirit of wisdom, if you are doing that, we can do more for God, unto the God that has given us grace. Hallelujah. Our clap is also thanksgiving. We can do better.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.